Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Randy Lambert from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's Frisky Friday, so we're here talking about all things pets. I know that a while back you had the dog adoption area was closed. Is that reopened now?
Well, we're partially reopened. We'll be fully open for dog adoptions. Should be on Monday. At this current time, we have about half of the shelter that's been cleared. My group did an amazing job of identifying the issue and then isolating dogs and keeping that movement down so that we didn't have any of that cross-contamination going on.
Perfect. So dogs, cats, the adoptions are pretty much open again, you mentioned. So if people want to come visit the pets, how do they do that?
Real simple. Just come down to the shelter. Our lobby is open today from 11:30 to 4. Just come down to the shelter and, you know, we can show you around.
All right. So you stopped by to talk about the Bissell Fix the Future events. What's that?
Oh, wow. This is a great event. Multiple events. Just in the month of September, Bissell sponsored over 150 spay or neuters that were done in our shelter alone. We did 32 spay neuters Wednesday also with the help of Bissell funding this and with the wonderful work that our veterinarians are doing. Dr. Ashley and Dr. Megan are doing a great job for us.
Perfect. Any other events coming up that you wanted to highlight?
Oh, we have some adoption events coming up. Actually, right now we're at Alyssa's and Pace. Mm. We'll be there till noon. So we've got a little time to get out there to check them out. They've got a couple dogs with them out there. I think one of them's a puppy also. We also have tomorrow from 10 to 3, we're going to be at the Bar Gym in Milton doing an adoption event there. They're sponsoring that. So we're out there just showing off some of the pups and dogs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then October 19th from 10 to 2, it'll be Who Let the Dogs Walk at the Bad Dad Mill Park. We'll be out there again. And then coming up October 27th, Barktoberfest, and that'll be all day. That's a great event where a lot of the different organizations come together. And, yeah, we're real excited about that one, too.
That's awesome. So I guess let's talk about, fostering animals. So what does it all take to foster an animal?
Fostering is really easy and it's so important. About half of the animals that we have, totally right now I have 306 animals, or at least that's how many we had when I walked out the door this morning. So out of that number, we have 87 cats that are in foster. We have 54 cats in the building. So more than half of our cats are out in foster. These are people that are fostering the animals, potentially just to get them old enough, well enough to be altered and then adopted out. Or they could also be a somebody who is fostering the animal, again, until it's old enough, well enough, and to get altered, and then they adopt it. But they really help us out with spacing. We can't house these quantities with the limitations that we have. So the public steps up, becomes a foster, and then helps us out with helping them have a home to go into, kind of gives them the social interaction, which is so important in their younger time. And again, with the dogs, we have 164 dogs total. 77 of them are out in foster. So it's an amazing thing. Probably our biggest need right now is what we call a medical foster. And I know we ask for these a lot, but they are crucial to what we have going on at the shelter. Just as an example, Wednesday, we're there getting ready to lock the doors and a vehicle pulls up and somebody gets out with a box and we're like, They come in and it's probably about a 2-week-old kitten. And we try to explain to the people, to the couple that, hey, look, the best place for this kitten is with its mother. Where did you find it? Well, we found it in the bushes. Okay, well, the mother is probably moving it. So you just essentially just took this kitten from the mother. And they said, no, we hadn't seen the mother in like 2 days. Okay, so now we got another problem. So the medical foster comes in at this point. This kitten cannot stay in our shelter overnight. This kitten needs to be bottle fed probably every 2 to 3 hours. And we don't have staff there overnight. So that's critical. We need people who can take this kitten, take a kitten, a puppy, or a litter, and help them through the night until the next day when we can get more of a permanent situation for them, well, temporary permanently, situation for them so somebody can keep them for a couple of weeks until we get them well enough, big enough, fat enough so that we can alter them and then put them up for adoption.
Mm-hmm. What does Santa Rosa County provide in terms of support for the people who are doing fostering?
Wow, we provide soup to nuts on this. You know, it's everything that you need. If you don't need the stuff, that's fine. But if you need a formula, we have it. If you need what we call a snuggle disc, these things are amazing. You pop them in the microwave, you heat them up for a few minutes, and then they're nice and warm to keep that body temperature warm enough for the kitten to survive. Whatever it is that you need support. We have contact numbers that you can call and, hey, you're having this question about the kitten or the puppy. You give this person a call. I think she was on a couple of weeks ago. Our foster coordinator, she does a phenomenal job of support for our fosters. You give her a call, send her a text, whatever. She's going to answer you back and give you whatever the solution is that you're looking for.
Okay, perfect. Randy Lambert from Santa Rosa County Animal Services, our guest, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, we'll be back right after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the proposed incorporation for Navarre and the straw vote this weekend about that question, arguments pro and con, and why it may all be moot since Don Gates says it needs to be a non-binding referendum run by the supervisor of elections and not just a straw vote. We also talked about the 60 Minutes interview and now calls for an investigation into their editing of it, plus Kamala Harris claiming to own a Glock and whether that's legal in California. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. It is Frisky Friday. I'm your host, PJ, and in studio with me right now is Randy Lambert from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We were talking a little bit about fostering before the break. If somebody decides to sign up to be a foster, how long is the time commitment?
Wow, that it can be as little as for the day or overnight. on into several months. It just kind of depends. Here's the beauty of it. If you get into it and you're fostering this animal and then it's, next weekend we're supposed to be going to Disney. What can I do? You just bring the animal back to us. It's just the commitment is as much as you can give, and that's the commitment. And when that string runs out of how much you can give, then that's fine. That's fine. We take what we get, and we don't mind a bit.
For those that are fostering, it looks like they're able to help you at adoption events. They can bring their foster along and kind of say, I've been working with this animal. Here's what it's like.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, a lot of times, well, the shelter environment is not very good for an animal. You don't get a true reading of how the animal is going to react in the home. So when somebody fosters an animal, takes them out into their home, maybe has interactions with other dogs, cats, children, you know, various other situations, they're able to give us a lot of feedback, which helps us put that animal in the proper home so that it's setting it up for success.
Mm-hmm. And they can also adopt the foster if they would like.
Yeah, we call those a failed foster. yeah, those are great, but yeah, I mean, that happens often.
Awesome. It looks like there's a application online for dog fosters, cat fosters, so they just fill that out?
Exactly, yes. Submit that online. We take a look at that in the next day or so and get back with you and you know, start working the process through there. It's not that big of a process to go through. Kind of talked about it a little bit more than it really is. It's just fill out, you know, some basic information. And then we just kind of walk it through and just figure out what your home environment's like and make sure that we're getting the right animal into foster with you.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about Home for the Paulidays.
Oh, that's an event that we have coming up. We've done this several years. It's an opportunity for people to foster either during Thanksgiving and or through Christmas. And what we do is we get a crate that that you can put the dog in. We have a select few dogs that we're going to do this with, but it gives them an opportunity, again, just to kind of get out of the shelter and some time to relax with a family, maybe to convince you to adopt them, maybe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that happens, and that's great. But, it's a non-committal thing other than, you know, we're going to give you the food that you need. We're going to give you a crate. On our wish list, we're asking for people to donate crates. There's a particular crate that we're looking for, a size of crate that we're looking for. So if you go to our wish list, which is on our website at santarosa.fl.gov, and go to the animal services tab, you can see that wish list there and order and have that crate sent in to us, and then we can use that for the Home for the Paulidays.
In addition to fostering, they can also volunteer?
Oh, absolutely. Wow, we couldn't do it without our volunteers, too. The workload that we have is tremendous. And, you know, sometimes the questions I hear is, oh, I'd love to volunteer, but, you know, I'm just not really able to walk dogs or whatever. Listen, we have people who come in who write thank you notes for us. We have people who come in and do laundry for us. We have people who come in and obviously walk dogs. And here's another big thing. Doggy Day Out. This is huge.
Mm.
It's huge. And really all you do is you come in and we pair you up with a dog. You take the dog out for the day, take it to take it wherever you want to go with it and have fun with it and have that dog have a fun day out and out of the shelter, the stress of the shelter. Take it to Chick-fil-A and get it a pup cup. They love it. And then they come back and they're exhausted and they sleep all night.
Looks like volunteer days are Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, those are typically when we do it. And again, when we're looking for volunteers, you don't have to be committed to, oh, I'm going to do it twice a week or once a day or for an hour a day or 8 hours a day. There's no commitment to it. We have a volunteer website that we get you connected to once you're approved as a volunteer. And then you can just go in and log those hours that you're doing. we have some volunteers who show up for a couple of hours a month, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Again, we take what we can get. And then we have others. We have a couple of people who come every day. And then we have one gentleman who comes in every Tuesday and Thursday, and he cleans our cat adoption areas, does a phenomenal job. Thank you very much, Charlie. So, you know, it's really what works for you works for us.
Mm-hmm. How do people sign up to volunteer?
Again, go to our website, and there's a volunteer tab there. SantaRosa.fl.gov, and go to Animal Services, and then there's a volunteer tab there. You fill out the application, and again, just like fostering, we'll get back with you shortly and get you lined up.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned earlier about somebody finding a stray kitten and bringing it in. Maybe it was too soon to do that. What are sort of the guidelines for finding a stray animal?
Yeah, particularly what we're finding, you know, national averages show that if you see a dog running down the street, it's probably headed back home or on its great adventure for the day. It's probably from about seven houses or less away. If it's a cat, it's probably two or three houses away from its home. I'm going to say if it looks healthy, if it has a collar on, if it's not in distress, it's probably just living its best life right then.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if we're looking at a situation like puppies or kittens, it's a mother cat will move her kittens from point to point, and sometimes she has a drop-off point where she's kind of midway moving them. If you interfere with that, you've broken her chain of movement there, and that's not good, because the best place for the kitten is with mom.
Mm-hmm.
Especially until they can start eating on their own, which is going to be, I don't know, two or three weeks, 4 weeks maybe, when they really can start surviving on their own, you know, obviously with a little help, but the best place is with mom. So if you see a kitten just under a bush somewhere, keep an eye out on it. Not so close that mom's going to see you, because if mom sees you, she's not going to, you know, approach her kitten.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to stand off, and because she fears danger, and she wants to make sure she's safe for herself and her other kittens. So the best thing is to leave that kitten there. Just keep an eye on it. If you hadn't seen mom in a day, then we'll probably need to do something.
We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's String Farm, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, playing the greatest all-time hits of bluegrass from the stage and screen. We'll see you this Tuesday for Bands on the Beach at 7 with String Farm. Just remember, no pets or class allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. In studio with me is Randy Lambert from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Kind of wrapping up the show here, talking a little bit about donations and wish lists.
Yeah, one of our biggest needs is from our wish list is dog food. We go through about 120 pounds of dog food a day. It's a challenge to keep enough of that. And we ask that you order it from our wish list so that we're getting pedigree, which is what we feel has got the adequate nutrients and price and availability, and then it keeps it consistent so that we don't have any problems with the food change up and irritation to stomachs.
You're also looking for cat litter?
We're probably pretty good on cat litter right now. That's probably a little lower need right now. Mm-hmm. Biggest things right now, again, are just going to be the dog food and those crates for the home for the holidays.
Okay. How about like towels, dog beds, cat beds, blankets?
Wow. We go through a ton of those. We're always open for those. A lot of people do some spring cleaning, fall cleaning, whatever kind of cleaning, and they are moving or what have you. And they come up with extra blankets or towels or whatever sheets. We take all of those. We use all of that stuff.
And people can make a donation to your organization?
Absolutely. Again, you can do that through our website, through the county's website, and you can make a donation, either a one-time or a reoccurring one.
All right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.